Ignatius Press presents Father Fessio in 5, the assorted wisdom, or in Latin, disjecta membra, of Ignatius Press's founder.
Welcome to episode 49 of my disjecta membra. 49 is a good number. I'm in California. 1849 was our founding as a state. It's also, of course, the name of a football team called the 49ers. I want to say something about the quintessential Christian prayer. What is the Christian prayer? Pause. Well, the Lord's Prayer, right? The Our Father. The problem with that is that it's not Christian. That is, in its context or its text. There's nothing in that prayer that couldn't be said by an observant Jew or Muslim. And possibly even a Confucian who substituted heaven for our Father, but certainly the Abrahamic religions, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, could all utter that prayer. There's nothing specifically Christian about it in its text. But the first word makes it Christian because Jesus says, here's how you should pray. Say, Our Father. It's Jesus who gives us that prayer with the word our as the first word. In English, it's the second word in Latin, Pater Noster. Nevertheless, that makes it the Christian prayer. That means that when we're praying that prayer, we're praying with him and in him and to the Father with him and in him. However, there's one corollary to that which I want to bring out. It's true that when we pray the Christian prayer, we're uniting our prayer with that of our Lord to our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be thy name, and so on. We also pray, and forgive us our trespasses. Forgive us our trespasses. We are praying that with Jesus. What was his trespass? Nothing. He was sinless, right? But the mystery is that he took our sins upon himself, so that he himself is praying for forgiveness as if he had committed the sin himself. But he's making our prayer for forgiveness of our sins his own prayer. This is why the Our Father is the quintessential, archetypical, major Christian prayer, which we should all pray every day.
Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you haven't already, and give it a review. And for books, movies, and much more from Ignatius Press, go to Ignatius.com. If you want to help support our mission, click the donate button. Music by Dominic Del Curto.